And now our second feature. This is part of the Evening News Weird Norfolk series and examines whether the various versions of the Ludham lizard tale could be based on fact. It's read for us by Elizabeth Stimson.
There be dragons in Ludham, or rather, there be tales of dragons. There are several versions of this scaly tale of the large Ludham lizard, which visited the Broadland village in 1782. And the most remarkable thing of all is each of them is based on a real story of an unexpected visitor in this quiet corner of Norfolk who caused a tremendous stir. William Henry Cook of Stalham compiled notes on the extraordinary incident using local history documents and handed them to Russell Coleman, a member of the famous mustard manufacturing family, in 1911. Today, the notes are filed at the Norfolk Record Office. Many years ago, the good people of Ludham were shocked by the appearance of a hideous monster, the notes read. It was said to have resembled a dragon or monstrous lizard. It was covered with scales and had wings. Its frightful mouth was rendered formidable with tremendous teeth. It was supposed to measure from 12 to 15 feet in length. As it was only visible after sunset, no one dared to leave their houses when it was dark. It formed a large burrow, which was known to extend from the yard at the back of the Carpenter's Arms, just past the old schoolhouse. Every morning, the exit was filled up with bricks and stones, and then as often reopened at night by the monster. One bright, sunshiny afternoon, to the horror of the inhabitants, it was seen to leave the burrow. As soon as it got some distance away, a courageous parishioner dropped a single large round stone into the mouth of the burrow, completely filling it up. After basking in the sun for some time, the monster returned. Not being able to remove the stone, it turned away and bellowed, lashing its sides furiously with its tail. It then made its way across the fields in the direction of the bishop's palace. Turning to the left, it made its way along the dreary causeway leading to the ruined abbey gateway. Round and round it ran, throwing up stones and dirt in its fury, raising its hideous form up against the ruined walls. At last it entered the gloomy archway, where it is supposed to have made its way to the vaults beneath, and was seen no more. After a time, the burrow was carefully filled up. To the satisfaction of the parishioners, there has been no return of the Ludham dragon. The gateway in this account leads to the ruins of St. Bennet's Abbey, close to the meeting place of the rivers Bure and Ant, a difficult to access and now ruined monument which feels as if it is a million miles and thousands of years from modern life. In the Norfolk Chronicle of September the 28th, 1782, the following report told a different tale. On Monday the 16th, a snake of enormous size was destroyed at Ludham in this county by Jasper Andrews of that place. It measured 5 feet, 8 inches long, was almost 3 feet in circumference, and had a very long snout. What was remarkable, there were 2 excrescences on the forepart of the head, which very much resembled horns. This creature seldom made its appearance in the daytime, but kept concealed in a subterranean retreat. several of which have been discovered in the town, one near the tanning office, another in the premises of the Reverend Mr. Jeffrey, and another in the lands occupied by Mr. William Popple at the Hall. The skin of the above surprising reptile is now in the possession of Mr. J. James Garrett, a wealthy farmer in the neighbourhood. Could the snake have been an escapee from a travelling menagerie? And more importantly, of all, Weird Norfolk would like to know, where is the dragon's skin now?